Texte numéro 37. Facebook to shut facial recognition system and delete 1 billion face prints. Facebook will delete the face prints of more than a billion people after announcing that it is shutting down its facial recognition system due to the many concerns about using the technology. The social media network has been under political, legal, and regulatory pressure over its use of the software, which automatically identifies users in photos and videos and lets them know if a fellow user has posted a photo or video with them in it, if they have opted into the feature. In a statement, Facebook's parent company, Meta, said it would shut down facial recognition on the platform over the coming weeks and delete 1 billion facial recognition templates. Meta's Vice President of Artificial Intelligence, Jerome Pezzenti, said the technology had helped visually impaired and blind users identify their friends in images and can help prevent fraud and impersonation. But Pezzenti said the advantages needed to be weighed against growing concerns about the use of this technology as a whole. There are many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society, and regulators are still in the process of providing a clear set of rules governing its use, he said. Amid this ongoing uncertainty, we believe that limiting the use of facial recognition to a narrow set of use cases is appropriate. Pezzenti said Facebook will encourage users to tag posts manually. In 2020, Facebook's parent company paid $650 million to settle a U.S. class action lawsuit brought by users who claimed the firm had created and stored scans of their faces without permission. Pezzenti added that the decision reflected a company-wide move away from facial recognition technology. Meta also owns the Instagram photo sharing app and the WhatsApp messaging service, with 2.8 billion people using the company's platform. Last week, the parent company rebranded itself from Facebook in recognition of a new focus on the metaverse, a concept where the physical and digital worlds combine to allow people to lead their professional and social lives virtually via digital representation of themselves or avatars. The rebranding and the facial recognition moves come as Meta has been rocked by a series of revelations from whistleblower Francis Hogan. The former employee has released tens of thousands of internal documents and given testimonies to politicians in Westminster and Washington, which exposed Meta's failure to keep some users safe and contain the spread of misinformation. In the wake of the Hogan revelations, Meta has rowed back on one potential product launch by announcing that it has paused work on developing a version of Instagram for 10 to 12-year-olds. It has also stressed that it will develop its metaverse plans in close cooperation with regulators and legal experts. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2021.